The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, tells us some Rav Yechiel Bar Chanina. That first day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon was 12 hours long. Shor Rishon, the first hour, Hutzbar Aforoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered dust. Shnia, the second hour, Naase Goylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made just a mass from that offer. Shlishis Nimtichu Eivorov, the third hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stretched out his limbs. Revius, the fourth hour, Nizriku Bay Neshama. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into his nostrils a Neshama. And so on and so forth. The Gemara continues along with what happened that day. Being it's Parashas Bereishis, let us Be'ezer Hashem talk about the din of a Goylem. At the end of the Parasha, the Pirish HaRosh HaLateirah brings an interesting Chazal. And the Pasuk, the end of the Parasha, Oz Huchal Likrei B'Shem Hashem. They began to call in the name of Hashem. Melamed shebo bnei ador v'sholu le'enosh. They met Enosh, the people of the generation met Enosh, a grandson of Adam, and they said, what's the name of your father? He responded, Chase. They said, what's the name of his father? So he said, it's Adam. And what's the name of Adam's father? Mahoyer Shemoy. So he responded, loy hoye le'av. Adam didn't have a father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara a goylam min ha'aretz v'nafach bo nishmas chayim. And we see again from this Chazal that Adam HaRishon was first created as a goylam and then a neshama was put into him. It's a famous Gemara, Sanhedrin Daf Samach Heyam at Beis. The Gemara tells us Rava bara gavra, that Rava created a person, Shadri lekamei de Rav Zeira. He sent this person to Rav Zeira and Hava Kamishtoi Badei. The Rav Zeira was trying to talk to this person, Vilehava Kamadabe, and this person was not responding to Rav Zeira's questions. Omalei, so Rav Zeira says, Min Chevrayat, obviously you are someone who was created from one of my Chaverim, from one of us, from a human being, and therefore, Hodor La'afrech, return to your dust. And with that, this Gavra, this person who Rava created, ceased to exist. How did Rava do this? Rashi tells us right over there in Samachei, Bore Gavra Aidei Sefi Yitzira. Through Sefi Yitzira, Shalomdu Tziruf Oisiyos Shel Shein. Through a combination, through learning the combinations of the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Rava was able to create a person, which we know as we call a Goylem. A Goylem, meaning to say, it was just a person, but he was not, did not have the ability to speak. Lehoya Yochel Adabar Rashi says, that's why he didn't respond to Rav Zeira's questions. The Marsha explains because it's the Neshama that gives the Kiyach HaDibur, the ability of speech, comes through the Neshama. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could instill a Neshama in a person, obviously not a person. Further in the Gemara we read, Rav Chanina v'Rav Oishia, Hava Yosvi Kol Male Shabsa, every Erev Shabbos they would sit together, V'oski B'Sefer Yetzirah, and they too would delve into Sefer Yetzirah, U'mivru Luhu Igla Tilsa V'Achlilei. And they created an Igla Tilsa, which Rashi says either means a fully grown eagle, a calf, or a very tasty calf, Shlishi Labete. And they would eat that for Shabbos. A couple of blot later in the Gemara in Samach Zayin Mebeis, Abaya teaches us that Hilchus Kshofim is Hilchus Shabbos. The dinim of Kshofim, of witchcraft, of magic, has a similar din to that of Hilchus Shabbos. In other words, that there are three levels. There are those that are Chayiv Skila, for doing a Maisa. There are those that are Potter Avalosar. And there are those that are Mutala Chetchila. So Hoysa Maisa is Beskila, someone who does Kishuf, is Chayiv Skila. Ha'oich is a Soinayim, one who literally grabs the eye, in other words, does a sleight of hand, potavaloser, and mutala chatchila, there is a form of what we would seem to be kishuf, which is mutlak atchila kidrab chanin rabbi, that every Erev Shabbos they would delve into Sefer Yetzirah and create an igla tilsa. And this is brought at lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simen Kufayin Tes, Sif Tes Vav, that oiches esvei na'ayim is aser, to do what would seem like magic sleight of hand, that the person himself has the ability to do it, that's aser. Vayidei Sefi Yetzira, then it's mutter, the Ramah says it's mutter even lasos maisa. And the pshat is, as Rashi says, here in the Gemara and Samach Zayin, because this is Ein Bohem Mishum Mechsheifes. The Maaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaYidei Shem Kedusha Shaloi. It's understood that this is not the ability of the person, but rather is through the combination of the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, through that bringing out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, this person is created. Before we go further, we should understand what is exactly Sefer Yetzirah, that Rava and the other Amoraim used to create a person or to create an animal. What is Sefer Yetzirah? I think it's well known that Sefer Yetzirah is attributed to Avraham Avinu. So it certainly dates very far back. And indeed, the Tzror Amor, who was a Talmud of the Rashba, writes in Sefer Parshas Toldos, quotes a Medrash. When Yitzchak Avinu called in Esav to go out to the field to hunt, Vayikras Esav b'nei Agodol, he called his elder son Esav, and he says, "Viato now, son okelecho, tel yicho v'chashtecho. Go take your weapons and get a good animal for me to bring to me. Vaseli matamim." So the Medrash says, as if talking to Yitzchak, "Haloi toiv loimarlai," would have been better to say to him, "Sono sifrecho." Sefer Yetzirah Shechiber Zikeinecho. Would have better told that Yitzchok would have told Esav, go take a Sefer, like Sefer Yetzirah, which your grandfather wrote, Shechiber Zikeinecho Avraham Avinu, and learn that. So there it seems that it was Avraham Avinu who actually wrote Sefer Yetzirah, and there's one pshat in the Radvaz also, at least one tzad of the Radvaz has in a Tshuva Chelek Gimel Siman Tuf Hey, that also, whether you say that Sefer Yetzirah Nimtza Etzleinu Shuhu Meyuchas LaAvraham Avinu, seems like he says that Avraham Avinu wrote it. But from other sources in the Midrashim, we find that it wasn't Avraham Avinu who actually wrote it, but rather it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Midrash says, "Ucheshebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elomoy." Bora Sefer Yetzirah, he created as well Sefer Yetzirah, but Sofa Boy, Umimenu Boro Elome Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this Sefer Yetzirah to create the world. Once he finished Malachtoi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creating the world, Hunicha B'Teiri instilled Sefer Yetzirah into the Torah, the Heraloi La'Avram Sefer Yetzirah. Avraham Avinu is the first that we know of that was shown this Sefer Yetzirah, and he tried to learn it, and to learn it the Lehevin B'Dover. He didn't understand anything about it. A Baskel came out and said, "Avram, do you want to compare yourself to me? You think you can understand Sefer Yetzirah by yourself? Go get a chavrusa." So he went to Shem Ve'ever, and the three of them learned it for 3 years. Through learning it, they understood how to create a world like Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the Medrash continues to so too Rav and Rav Zeira. That's the Medrash's version that Rav and Rav Zeira together created this person through Sefer Yetzirah. Rav Chanin and Rav Oishia together. We find a fascinating piece of information in the Chelkas Mechoykek on Eben Ezer Siman Aleph Sifkon Ches. Over there he says, he has a suffix, what's the din about an Isha who is impregnated Ba'ambati, by going in a bath? If there was a, previously in this bath, there was a man in that bath, and now a woman went in and became pregnant. What's the din? Im kaim av peru revu v'im mikri b'nei l'kol dover. Does the father, and is the one who instilled his zera into that ambati, does he have the din of the father, and is this his child? And the Chelkas Mechaykik brings from the Likutei Maril that Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who was Rochetz Ba'ambati, and Ben Sira came because of that. Because Sira is the Gematria Yirmiyo. Furthermore, the Chalkas Mechaika quotes the Ramak, the Ramesha Kordaviro in his Seif Avedis HaKodesh, that Seif Yitzira is already from the time of Aram Avinu. It's amongst us, Beinu Mosi HaKodesha, it's amongst our Uma, we have the Sefer. And indeed, Yirmiyo Hanavi tried to learn it himself, and he too was unsuccessful. A Baskel came out and says, Knei Lecho Chover, go get a Chavrusa to learn it. And he went to Sira, his son. They learned it together. Lekayim makos of Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem. So it seems that one can't learn Sefer Yetzirah on his own. But at the same time, the Ramo here does say it's mutter to use Sefer Yetzirah, and even afilu la'aseis ma'ase. Although the Shach does warn. The Shach over there in Sivkon Yudches does warn a person that someone who is not at the caliber to be able to use Sefer Yetzirah, he's not from the Chassidim and the Kedoshim, one should not do so. And he quotes an interesting pshat in the Gemara. It seems not the simple pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos, but the Shach quotes it that this is the pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos, Memtesa Medbeis, relates a mice about Yeshaya Anovi, that Yeshaya used Shemos HaKadoshim, and because of that, he was punished. Gemara brings a mice, there was things that were found in a Megillas Yuchsin. One of the things were that Menashe, who in fact was the grandson of Yeshaya Anovi, debated Yeshaya. He asked him questions from what Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah to what Yeshaya said in his Divrei Nevius, and Yeshaya said to himself, I know that whatever I answer him, he's not going to accept, and I'd rather leave him as a shogeg, not be amazed. So he sought to escape from this dialogue. Says the Gemara, Om Hashem, he said Hashem's name, and Ivlo Ba'arza, he got swallowed up in a cedar branch. Menashe brought the Arza, brought saws, and chopped up this cedar tree, Kimota Lahadi Puma Nochnafshe. When he reached the mouth of Yeshaya Novi died. Meshum da Omar, the Gemara says that the reason why he was punished, because he said, because he spoke disparagingly against Klal Yisrael, that's why he got punished, that he was killed by his lips. But the Shach says, what's the Pshat? Why was he Nenash in the first place? The Shach tells us like this. There is a Mishnah in the first parak of Masechtas Avos. Udi yishtamish betago cholof. One who uses the crown of Torah for his own purposes, cholof, will leave the world, will decease. And the Ramah in Yeredeya, Reish Mem Vav Sifchof Aleph, Hilchas Tamat Torah, quotes this Mishnah. Udi yishtamish betago cholof. What is the pshat in it? So he quotes the pshat from Rishonim v'Yeshonim d'zeu hamishtamesh b'shemos. Someone who uses shemos, and that was the case by Yeshaya Novi. So we see the Shach warns us that one has to be very careful, very cautious, before he would engage in using something like this. And the Shach says that nowadays really nobody is at that level, that caliber, to be able to use Sefer Yetzirah to create things. Although it's interesting that we do find in history that there were many who did use Sefer Yetzirah and even to create a golem or to create behemoth, we're told about the story of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was visited by the Malachim and He served the Malachim, Chema v'Cholov, uben Abokar. And all of the Mefarshim ask, how could it be that if Avraham Avinu was Kiyam Kol HaTorah Kula, like the Gemara in Yumach of Ches tells us, so then how could he serve Basa v'Cholov to these guests? He was unaware, as we know from the simple pshat of the Pas, he was unaware that they were not Arabs, they were not Jewish. So assuming he thought they were people who he would bring them in, to understand and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they did with all his guests, So if Avraham Avinu kept the Torah, how could it be that he served his guest? Certainly he would not let it be Nene from Basar B'Kolov. How could it be that he served the Basar B'Kolov? Says the Malbim in Parshas Vayera that the behemoth that Avraham Avinu used, he created through Sefi Yetzirah. And if you create a behemoth through Sefi Yetzirah, like the Pasuk says, Uben HaBokar Asher Oso, he used that Ben Bokar, he used that calf, Asher Oso, that he created, he made through Sefi Yetzirah. And therefore it doesn't have the din of a regular calf. There's no din Basar B'Kolov. The Pischei Tshuva in Yeredeya Simen Samach Beis quotes the Shaloh HaKadosh, that a behemoth that's created through Sefi Yetzirah, like we find the Gemara, the Amiram created the Igla Tils on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter really to eat it, even alive. There's no din behemoth to it, there's no din Eva Menachai. And indeed, that's what the Shaloh explains, as is well known, that the Shvatim created behemoths and were eating it alive, which Yosef felt they're eating Eva Menachai, they have a din of a Yisrael, and therefore it's also, therefore he was told this to Yaakov Avinu. That was the Dibosim Royal Aviyam. But the Shaloh says that was the Pshat, the Shvatim created through Sefi Yetzirah. But says the Pischei Tshuva here, that nearer the Mikol Mokrim, that the Rabbanu will be us to eat it alive. Just like we find by a Ben Pekua, that even when you sheft an animal and a calf comes, the calf comes out alive, really minadin, the shechit of the mother counts for the calf as well. But midrabbanon, because of Maris Ayin, you need a shechita on that calf. So too, you would need a shechita on a behemoth that was created through Sefi Yetzirah. That's in the times of Avraham Avinu and the Shvatim. Much more recent in history, we find that Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his Akdamah to Safra Ditzniusa, describing the greatness of his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, says that the Sefi Yetzirah was Mishnah se Sidura loy miyame yaldusoy, Begirsa Barura v'amkus neiro, that the Vilna Gaon as a young child already knew Sefi Yetzirah very well, and it seems there were 10 different girsois of Sefi Yetzirah, and the Vilna Gaon told Reb Chaim Volozhin that the proper girsa is the one of the Arizal, except there was one mistake in that version, and he pointed it out there. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says that I said to the Vilna Gaon, if you know it so well with the exact girsa that it's supposed to be, obviously it shouldn't be too big of a deal to create a goylem. To which the Vilna Gaon responded, yeah, it's true. Bemes Pamachas, I started to create a goylem. And while I was doing it, there was some image that came in front of me, and I took that as a sign of Shemayim that I should stop in being involved in this practice. Reb Chaim says, I asked the Vilna Gaon, how old were you at that point? Says the Vilna Gaon, it was before my bar mitzvah. So indeed we do find that there were great tzaddikim u'kadoshim that did create a goylem. Even though here the Ramo writes in Yeridaya that one would be considered the yishtamish betaga cholof, so we really have to ask on even on the Meirom and the Gemara, how could it be Rava created a person and sent it to Reb Zeira? How could Reb Chanin Reb Oishi have created a behemoth every Erev Shabbos? So this question already is asked by the Teres Chaim. It was a Kadmon quoted very often by Reb Akiva Eiger. And the Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin Samach Zayin says that we have to explain, it must be that they created it for Kavod Shabbos. Because of Kavod Shabbos, they wanted to create a choice behemoth to be able to eat. And that was the reason it was done. And so too we have to say with Rava. And Rav Tzadik writes this in Divrei Chalamis, as we'll quote it in a moment, that it must be that Rava also had it was a very important reason why he had to create someone at that moment to send to Reb Zeira. Maybe it was dangerous. Therefore he had to send this Goylem, this Gavra, which he created, and sent to Reb Zeira. In either case, we find that this Shaila of a Goylem and what its status lahalacha is brought in the Sifrei Halacha. Ad kedei kach that the Mishneh Berurah himself in Simen Nun Hei Sifkotin Dalid says, Odom Anoitzai Dei Sefi Yetzira, a person who's created through Sefi Yetzira, in Mitztarev Liyukhri B'Mitztarev for a minion or Lachol Dovish B'Kdush, he says, Ayin in Tshuva Sechacham Tzvi. So this is a very famous Tshuva which the Chacham Tzvi and Simon Tzadi Gimel has a suffix. He says he has a suffix, a person who is created through Sefer Yetzirah, similar to Rava who created a Gavra. And he says even more recently, my own grandfather, he says, Rebbe Leo, the Av Beis Din of Chelem, himself created a Goylem. Can he be mitzaref for a minion? Can he be mitzaref for Kaddish or Kedusha? What's the suffix of the Chacham Tzvi? On the one hand, it says, V'nikdashti b'seif b'nei Yisrael. In order to say a davar shebekdusha, you need 10 people who are b'nei Yisrael. This person wasn't born from a Yisraelis. This person is not, doesn't have the status of a ben Yisrael. Therefore, he shouldn't be mitzaref. It's not v'nikdashti b'seif b'nei Yisrael. However, on the other hand, says the Chacham Tzvi, the Gemara in Salemna tells us on your testament base, Hamagadol yosim b'seif b'esoi. If someone who raises a child, it's considered as if he gave birth to him. So too, the ma'aseyem shel tzadikim, the ma'asiyadeyem shel tzadikim, is hein toldoisam. So therefore, if this tzadik created a gavra, created a goylam, perhaps we should consider it as if he gave birth to it, and therefore, to the extent that it should have a din of a ben Yisrael, it could be mistara for a minyan in chol davar shebikdusha. Says the Chacham Tzvi, that it obviously does not have the din of a Ben Yisrael, like his first tzad, his first line of reasoning. And his proof is from the first Gemara that we started with, that Rava Bara Gavran said to Reb Zeira. Because the end of that Maisa was that Reb Zeira says, oh, I see you're not a Yalud Isha, you're from Nechevrayat, you're from someone who created you, from one of our Chaverim. Tuv La'afreich, go back to you to the dust. So we see he killed him. So besides the fact that there's no iser of Ritzicha over here by a goylam, says the Chacham Tzvi, if there would be a benefit to have a person like this around to be mitzara for a davar shebekdusha, then Reb Zeira would not have killed him. That was the Chacham Tzvi's assumption. Why get rid of him? If there's a tayela, if there's some purpose, some benefit we can gain from this person, leave him around. And when we need an extra person, we need a center for a minion, send him along. This is the conclusion of the Chacham Tzvi. Furthering on this theme, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, the Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his tshuvas, Chelek Beis, in the Yaivitz, Simen Pei Beis, quotes his father's tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, and his suffix, and he disagrees. He says, how can it be that a goylam should be any better than a chereshet of a katan? And a chereshet of a katan, a katan will be a bar chiyuva. A chereshet of a katan cannot be mitzaref for a minion. Can't be included in a minion. And this goylam can't be different than a cheresh, because we see that Reb Zeira spoke to him and he didn't hear him. Says the Yaivitz, therefore it can't be that that he can be mitzaref for a minyan. And then he quotes the Sefer Chesel Avram, that the din, the status of a goylam, is no different than a behema. V'lechein ein b'harigasei shum avera, there'll be no iser in killing this goylam, but certainly can't be mitzaref, because he has the status of a behema. And then, in conclusion, he says, I just want to mention something that I heard from my father, that indeed our Zayde, like we mentioned before, Chacham Tzvi, did create a goylam, but after he saw that he was hoylech v'godl ma'oid, he was becoming very big, very strong, he was worried shalayachriv ha'olam, therefore this Rebbe Leo decided to take away the powers that gave life to this goylam, and remove the Shem Hashem that was stuck to the forehead of the goylam, and with that, he ceased to exist and was shoved to Ofrei. In the process, the goylam actually hurt and caused a srita on the face of this great Rebbe Leo. That was the end of that maisa. Now, what's interesting about this maisa is Rav Tzadok HaKohen in his Sefer Divrei Chaloimos, Ois Vov, Ayin Shomi has a whole arichas about the inyan of a goylam. But with that, he wants, with this tshuva of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, wants to also disagree with the Chacham Tzvi. The whole raya of the Chacham Tzvi, that a goylam cannot be mitzara for a minyan. Because if so, if there was some benefit that it could be mitzara for a minyan, then why did Reb Zeira kill it? Why did Reb Zeira kill this goylam? Tuv la'afreich, says Reb Tzadik, there can be a very simple reason for that, a very simple answer. That's because, similar to the case of the grandfather of the Chacham Tzvi that felt it was necessary to be rid of this Golem for fear that he may become too big and become a source of harm instead of help to society. Therefore, he decided to get rid of him. And he says it must be that was the same reason Rav Zeira. Once it was the mission accomplished, why Rava sent him to Rav Zeira, for whatever important reason it had to be, that the Gemara didn't disclose to us. It was obviously some Ezer Dever Kamus, which the Gemara didn't tell us. But once that was done, Rav Zeira felt there was no need to have him anymore, and perhaps it could be dangerous to leave him around, and that's why he said, Tuv La'afrik, that's why he killed him. But therefore there's no raya from Rav Zeira that he killed him, that he can't be Mitztaref. At least there's no raya from that Gemara. Now in terms of what the halachic status of the behema, we mentioned before from the Shalah HaKadosh that this sort of disagreement or misunderstanding between Yosef and the brothers was indeed, in this very fact, Yosef understood that they're dealing with a regular behema and he gave him an achai. As well, the Shalah tells us in Parshas Vayeshev that the Shvatim, through Sefer Yetzirah, also created people, and they created women who they were walking with, and Yosef was suspected them of Gilui Arayos. In the meantime, it wasn't really a real woman, Yelud Isha. It was only someone who they created through Sefer Yetzirah. So the Shalah HaKadosh understands that it doesn't have a din of a behema, like we mentioned before, in terms of those dinim, Basu B'cholav, Eva Menachai, Shchita. And as well, even a person created through Sefer Yetzirah, the Shalah's understanding is that it would not have the din of a regular person, or even the din arayis. In the Cheshuke Chemed, in Sanhedrin Samachay, he quotes a Chazanish, the Chazanish in Yeridaya. In Simen Kuf Yud, the Simen Kuf Yud, Sifkot Dalid, he writes that it's Yetochen, that a behema that is created through Sefer Yetzirah, there would be a Chiv. If someone is a revei of that behema, there would be a chiv in HaTorah. Says the Chazinish b'zeleshoine, the din HaTorah nemra loirak al hamin. It's not only on the species, el al kol odom shenimtze b'zeh admus. Since this animal has the form like any other animal, like we saw from the Gemara of Chanin Revoishi, the creator of the Igla Tilsa, they ate it with delight. It was a delicious animal. It was delicious meat. They did it l'kavod Shabbos. So therefore, says the Chazanish, if it has the form of an animal and has the din of an animal. And it would seem to be that the same would be with a person. And seemingly this Chazanish would be in contradiction to the Shalom, in disagreement with the Shalom, that a person created through Sefer Yetzirah would have a din of a person. Perhaps it would have these dinim l'hilchas yichud for dini arayis. It is a hair-raising shilas that come up in our day, unfortunately, with people who undergo surgery to change from the gender that they were created as to be a different gender. And this big shilas that Rabbonim have to deal with, what status does this person have now, one who changes their gender le'aleinu? What status do they have? Perhaps from this Chazanish would say, well, it depends. Right now, it doesn't matter the actual min, but it depends what they look like right now. What is the demus that they are right now? And perhaps that would be a raya to that. Al Koponim, we see that this din of a goylem, which was indeed how Odom Arishon was created at first, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a neshama into him, that is only something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do. But yet, through Sefer Yetzirah, the Sefer that Avraham Avinu himself studied with Shem Ve'Eber, and that Yirmiyah learned, and the Amirom that we find, and even great Tzadikim and Kedoshim throughout the Deiris, that they're able to use Sefer Yetzirah and the combination of the Shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create either people or to create behemoths, we see that it's a big shailan halacha what exactly the status of this Goylem, of this behemoth, would be.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.